Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and this week we were actually able to sit down with a nice man of God named Rodney Barnes and pretty much get the story of how God has been at work in his life. It's a powerful testimony, and you'll hear that interview in a second. One thing that he didn't mention in the interview, just some background on him. After he became a Christian, he actually went back to school, or actually went to college to got a degree in forestry, and then moved out west to work for the Forest Service, and eventually returned back here to the Tampa area, where while volunteering for a church, he with the children's and youth ministry, he actually felt a call to ministry and went on to receive another degree in youth ministry. And the reason why he came kind of to our attention is he has a book out, which we will have linked in the show notes, called My Miracle. And there is, it is being made into a movie. And as soon as we find out more about when and possibly where all it's going to be showing, we will be sure to mention that in an update. So without any further ado, here is Glenn interviewing Rodney Barnes.
Hello, Glenn Chambers again from Becoming God's Man. Been looking forward to this little interview for a while. This is Rodney Barnes. And Rodney, I'm just going to dive right in and just say, tell us a little bit about your life, your life story, and then what's going on right now. Fire away.
Okay, wonderful. Well, right now in my life, we're looking to film the movie from the book, My Miracle. I have a film producer. He's working on all the steps of getting what we need to move forward with that. And from the beginning, it all started off when I was about 21 years old, and I was doing construction work with my dad. And I was coming down the ladder, and I wasn't thinking of nothing, and slipped and fell and hit the ground, grass and dirt. Well, it kind of hurt, and I got a hose and sort of rinsed off my head a little bit, and then my dad walked around the corner and asked me what was I doing. And I told him, you know, I just fell off the ladder, and he goes, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm okay." And then a few minutes later, I was back up the ladder getting the job done. Well, that night, I had friends calling me up to go out, and I wanted nothing to do with it. My head was hurting, I just didn't feel like going out. And then the next day, I went and helped a friend move. And when I helped him and got all that done later that night, my phone started ringing off the hook, and I still didn't want to go out because my head was hurting. So to make a long story short, I finally said, "Fine, I'll go out with you." So I went out with the guy friends. Well, it got to be around, you know, 10, 11, and I wasn't drinking because my head was hurting. But then I looked around and seen everybody having fun and enjoying themselves. And so I thought maybe that might do me well. You know, maybe I'll get rid of my headache for once. So I started drinking, and a little later, I don't remember nothing. And then Sunday, I remember going home and sleeping all day. And then Monday, my mom walked in and said, "You going to work?" I said, "No." So she said, "Okay." And when she went to work and she came home, about 5 hours later, I was completely out. I fell into a coma. See, at that time in my life, I was nowhere near Christ. Nowhere near Christ. I was drinking alcohol, getting in a lot of fights, and sorry to say, but I was treating the girls wrong, you know? I had no aspect of life. I had a job, I worked, I had friends, and it's kind of like I just cared about that in my own life, and that's kind of all I cared about. Well, went to the hospital. My mom called 911. So they came and got me and took me to the emergency room. The doctor said I got an enormous blood clot in my brain, seeping into my brain. So she's like, do what you got to do. And then they went in, cut 11 inches of my skull open, and sucked out the blood seeping into my brain. Well, that night, my brain started to swell enormously. So the doctor had to go back in and take part of my bone out to reduce the swelling. Well, I laid in a coma, and then eventually, two and a half weeks later, after the doctors, nurses, and the pastor and bishop, you know, telling my mom, you know, sorry, you know, we prayed, we tried to do everything, and she's like, don't you touch him. So as soon as she said that, a couple days later, I came out of the coma. But I had to relearn everything over. Mm-hmm. Everything. Walking, talking, go to the bathroom, use a fork. I was an infant, a little baby. Little baby like this. And, you know, when I started after that, and they got me into a rehab place, you know. Well, eventually, I got to go home. Well, as soon as, you know, I got to go home, I started talking to people. And they're like, dude, we prayed for you, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. You know, like, okay. But I started to think about it, you know. I'm like, what do they mean by that? Prayed for me, you know? I said, I just couldn't understand it. So one day my mom asked me if I wanted to go to Indian Rocks, Christian school, Christian Baptist church with her. And finally, I said, sure. Because before that, I was like, not really. I didn't want to go. So I went, and I listened to the pastor there, and he just blew my mind on how he spoke and talked about Christ and his events in his life. And that really got me interested in finding out about that. Because when I was a kid, I went to a Catholic school, and they weren't like Baptist. Mm-hmm. So for me, in my head, I was just trying to figure out, what was that? What is this? You know, I had a lot going through my mind about it. So I started finding out more about Christ, you know, and just realizing the difference between God and Jesus. And, mm-hmm. and because, you know, at the Catholic school, I didn't really know anything. I went there because my mom and dad wanted me to go there. Mm-hmm. Now it was like I wanted to find out about God and Jesus for myself. So I started to learn about that, and it changed my life, changed my whole life. And finally I became a Christian, a reborn, you know, believer of Christ, and that changed my whole life. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, everything in my life has worked out for the best, you know, because my direction, my path, my outlook on life has God, has Jesus Christ in it. Mm-hmm. Unlike before, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And nothing, honest to truth, nothing was going for me in the past. Mm-hmm. Now I have so much to look forward to and so much to inspire other people, you know, because God has given me an awesome opportunity with this accident, this brain surgery, and finding a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's given me the ability to help people that were like, that was like I was.
Let me ask you, that's wonderful, but do you still have any effects from the brain problems and surgery and all? Are you over that?
Yeah.
Well, praise God. That's just a God thing.
It is, because I see a lot of people like I was, mm-hmm. are still like I was. Mm-hmm. God, Jesus Christ, gave me this opportunity to be who I am now so I can go and help other people.
Mm-hmm. Christ came to serve. And that's something that we need to constantly remember that we're here to serve.
That's my purpose, serve.
There you go. If our ultimate goal is to become Christ-like, we've got to come to that conclusion. I'm so glad that you took the time to share a little bit of your life story with us today. I thank God for you and what he's done in you and now through you. And I'd just like to mention to everyone, the book that you referred to is My Miracle. This is what Rodney has written. And Rodney, how about giving some contact information? Somebody's interested in this and going a little deeper.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere, any kind of website you go to, the book is available.
Very good, very good. Well, I know from previous conversation, we don't have a timeline for the movie, but I'm encouraging, and I want to encourage everyone else, you get a chance to watch for it. I'm assuming it's going to be titled My Miracle also.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's something that we need to keep an eye out for. And you get a chance to pick up one of these books. Thank you, and I appreciate you tuning in. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.